family show tonight, let's talk about something called kindness. Now, I would hazard a guess that potentially you could be more kind in your day-to-day life. I know I definitely could. Not that I'm unkind, but there's always room for more. And talking us through how we feel about kindness, I have Dr. Sarah Davidson, who is a clinical psychologist for the British Red Cross. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Beth.
So you've done some research on how people feel about kindness, and 3 in 4 Britons have admitted they could do more to be kinder to others. Tell us a little bit about this research and what's been discovered.
Okay, so the British Red Cross asked over 2,000 people, representative people around the UK, about kindness, and over 3/4 of the people thought that they could be kinder to others. What's more, in Harrogate and the surrounding region, more than 99% of people thought that the UK would be a better place if we did one kind thing a day.
Wow.
Isn't that extraordinary? 99%. Yeah, more than. Exactly. Nearly everyone.
Have you got something that you like to do that you think is, I suppose, a random act of kindness, I suppose, is what it is, really. Have you got any examples of those little bits of kindness?
Yeah, sure. I think the most powerful ones are the spontaneous ones. So remember, it was really wet last week and I was walking through the streets and there was a woman in front of me who was getting absolutely soaked, and I had an umbrella, and so I just tapped her on the back of the shoulder and offered her my umbrella.
Aww.
And what was incredible was I got this most amazing smile that really, you know, I can remember it now and I'm smiling thinking about it. But I'm really hoping, you know, so it made me feel amazing, and I'm really hoping that that, you know, it's kind of stayed with her. It's these just moments of kindness that really don't take a lot of time, that can make others feel, I guess, you know, lifted up from the difficulties of the world, but importantly ourselves.
I know that there's a few examples of other sorts of acts of kindness in a similar way that make you feel better and make the recipient feel better as well. Here was a story of a stranger at a petrol pump who didn't have any cash, and of course if you've got a contactless card or an Apple Pay, you can only pay £30, and her petrol bill had come to £30.02. So somebody lent her the 2 pence, which is just like that barely cost you a penny, it actually cost you 2. But those little bits, I suppose that's exactly what we're talking about. Little things.
Exactly right. You know, I had colleagues the other day who got on a bus and didn't have cash. And so there was a bit of a whip round on the bus to be able to pay cash for their bus fare.
Aww.
And those, you know, that just doing that, it didn't cost very much, but it, suddenly the bus came together and felt like a little connected community. And the connecting with others is the thing that I think is so powerful. Connecting with others repeatedly shows up as the most significant protective factor from stress, and we know that we all struggle with stress at some time or another, so you know, anything that's going to mitigate that, is going to protect us from stress, I think is always worth doing.
So you then are from the British Red Cross, and so we're talking about kindness today, but specifically you're doing a campaign at the moment called One Kind Thing. What is that campaign, Sarah?
Okay, so One Kind Thing is all about inspiring the public to do simple acts of kindness with the British Red Cross. And if you go and search British Red Cross, One Kind Thing, it will take you to our new website, which has got a whole array of different ideas of how you can help. So you can be there for people in your area. We offer flexible volunteering options where you can help people feel less isolated in your community, for example, by paying them a visit, having a cuppa. You can lend a hand in one of our shops. You can donate clothes that are clogging up your wardrobe or other bric-a-brac and help support people across the UK and around the world who are having difficult times or in crisis.
Well, if people want any more information on that, I presume the British Red Cross website is the place to go?
Yep, or you can follow the hashtag Power of Kindness or hashtag One Kind Thing.
Fabulous. Well, Dr. Sarah Davidson, thank you so much for talking to us. And we're going to give this a go, I think, over the next couple of weeks, try and do one unnecessary but extra lovely kind thing once per day. So thank you very much, Sarah.
Good luck, Beth. Thank you so much.